This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton of WDWNT.com. I'm filling in for Tom Corliss, and I'll be honest, this is going to be for a while, for a couple weeks maybe, because Tom is on a plane right now on his way to Japan. We know how much Tom loves Tokyo Disney Sea, Tokyo Disneyland. I think also you're going to hit Universal while he's there. I'll try to hold down the desk as best I can, but here now are the top news stories from around the world for August 10th, 2022. The full schedule for the 2022 D23 Expo has been released. The Expo takes place in Anaheim, California this year from September 9th to September 11th. There are far too many things to list here, but you can check them all out at WWNT.com. D23 Expo is sold out, but you can stay tuned here to WWNT for live coverage and comprehensive coverage of the event. A new 50th anniversary partner statue, Pressed Penny, is now available at Disney World. It features a silhouette of the partner statue depicting Walt and Mickey Mouse in front of Cinderella Castle. Walt Disney World and the 50 logo are above the castle. Below the silhouette, it reads, "The World's Most Magical Celebration." It's available at the Main Street Firehouse for $1. Get ready to party 90s style and dance the night away in Tomorrowland as two new offerings have been announced for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at the Magic Kingdom. New for 2022, partygoers awaiting Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade can stand out and dance the way onto Main Street USA with a majorly awesome 90s crew led by Max Goof, who is going to be cosplaying as Powerline, his favorite pop superstar. Also new this year, we're doing it like the zombies do at the Zombeats Bash. Join zombies and cheerleaders at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe as they bam out to music inspired by the zombies' original movies on Disney Channel. Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party kicks off this Friday, August 12th, with select dates already sold out. Amos from Walt Disney's Ben and Me has been added at the Liberty Tree Tavern at the Magic Kingdom. As the 50th anniversary of the park continues, the Magic Kingdom is seeing a lot of new decor added to give it more character and more personality. It all began with a Figaro statue added over there at Pinocchio Village House. And then it continued with teapots and cups outside the Mad Tea Party. Dalmatian puppies were then added to the firehouse. And now a slightly more obscure character joins in from the company's rich library at the Liberty Tree Tavern. Ben and Me is a 20-minute, then later it was a 25-minute animated short based on the book of the same name by Robert Lawson. It was released on November 10th of 1953 alongside The Living Desert. It recalls the tale of Amos, a mouse who apparently achieved many great things for which Ben Franklin took all the credit. Amos is voiced by the legendary Sterling Holloway. Fittingly, Amos can be found in the Ben Franklin room of the restaurant, the second room on the left there. He can be seen atop a cabinet looking down at Ben Franklin's portrait. News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to Walt Disney World Resorts. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. No two vehicle designs are the same, and just in time for summer, kids ride free. If you book your new trip now through Labor Day, you can enjoy free tickets for kids and reduced pricing for adults. Tickets do not need to be used during this time frame. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. Just a few days away from the first night of Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, and the autumn decor keeps rolling in. Yesterday, we discovered new jack-o'-lanterns, Main Street-themed scarecrows, and more. Outside the park entrance, a pair of jack-o'-lanterns appear on top of themed crates. Nearby is a giant pumpkin sporting leaves that sort of make a hat and bow tie. Other pumpkins can be found around the planter as well. Once inside the park, we found even more jack-o'-lanterns on display, including some outside City Hall and the Town Square Theater. Many of the pumpkins are on crates that read Harlech Farms Jack-O-Lantern Seeds, proudly grown in Indiana and Missouri since 1886. Of course, Main Street is meant to represent Marceline, Missouri. Meanwhile, the entrance has been adorned with autumnal wreaths. The wreaths extend into the patio of Tony's Town Square restaurant. They sport a rainbow of red, orange, yellow, and green leaves to mark the changing seasons. The town square features a group of scarecrows all dressed like residents of Main Street, USA. And it's probably because it's the closest that we're going to get to seeing these characters as Disney has seemingly ended, or at least has not shown any signs that they'll be bringing back the atmosphere entertainment such as the citizens of Main Street. There are several touches here, but my favorite might be the scarecrow dressed as the mayor welcoming the guests to the park. A neat touch is the pocket watch there where a jack-o'-lantern shaped like Mickey is right there on his hip. There are more characters placed throughout the square and plenty of wreaths on the train station. For a full look at all of the decor and characters, head on over to our site and check them out. As of this morning, we even had more wreaths showing up on Main Street, so this will continue to evolve for the next few days. Earlier this year, Disney confirmed that Fantasmic would be returning to Walt Disney World and Disneyland in 2022. Well, it's back at Disneyland since May, but no further information has really been announced for Disney's Hollywood Studios. However, testing for the Nighttime Spectacular has begun and casting is underway. The show should be ready for guests soon, and so it seems likely that maybe there will be an announcement at D23 Expo. Disney Parks Experiences and Products President Josh D'Amaro will be running a presentation on Sunday, September 11th, as part of the expo to address the future of the parks. So we think maybe they will say something about it there. I guess stay tuned and we'll let you know. The Cake Bake Shop by Gwendolyn Rogers is set to open in 2023 at Disney's Boardwalk Inn. If you've followed our site, you've seen there's been a lot of refurbishment going on at the former site of the ESPN Club that will now be the Cake Bake Shop. Cake Bake currently has two locations in the Indianapolis area, both combination restaurants and bakeries, and they're known for their lavish decor, artfully composed dishes, and afternoon tea experiences. Attention all wilderness explorers! A new Disney Pixar-inspired Paradise Falls Spirit Jersey has been spotted at Walt Disney World. Joining a new Vault Collection Spirit Jersey that we also found early in the day, we found this Purple Up Spirit Jersey. It shows an outline of Carl's house being trailed with balloons over Paradise Falls. Inside the balloon silhouette reads the movie's logo. The bottom panel lines up the different rock formations of Paradise Falls. On the lower panel of the back of the jersey, Kevin is there holding his one-footed pose, maybe trying to blend in with the rocks. We're really not sure. Across the shoulders reads Paradise Falls in an ombre scheme from silver to orange. We found it at World of Disney at Disney Springs for $74.99. You may have noticed a lot of Disney Cruise Line content recently, as we just completed our second voyage aboard the Disney Wish. That's the newest addition to the Disney fleet. You can tour Inside Out Joyful Suites with us here on the website, or maybe you can learn about the dining experience at 1923, something that Tom said was a like Carthay Circle and Brown Derby had a baby on the sea, which is an interesting image. At any rate, you can check these out at WWNT.com, and you can also see a little bit more content coming to our YouTube channel. The newest is our Inside Stateroom tour that went up yesterday. Those are here on our YouTube channel. While guests at the Tokyo Disney Resort are largely known for ardently following the rules and causing very little trouble, well, it seems even the Japan Resort isn't immune to the recent trend of guests going out of bounds for a little bit of social media clout. In a tweet posted by Disney C20, well, we see a guest attempting to pose among the ceramic tigers in Arabian Coast's central fountain over at Tokyo Disney Sea. The guest in question was quickly reprimanded by a cast member and asked to leave without incident. Incidents like these are rare compared to maybe the domestic parks or the European theme parks, although they've been on the rise since COVID-19 pandemic. complaints often arise on social media regarding guests at Tokyo Disneyland and Tokyo DisneySea blocking pathways to perform TikTok dances. A recent trend now, super fans going to the parks and camping out at the Happy Ride with Baymax for hours and dancing at the guests who are riding the attraction. That's drawn some scrutiny online as well from guests in the park who just feel a little uncomfortable by this. I can't imagine why. I think Tom is so excited he might jump in that fountain when he gets there tomorrow, though. Who knows? For the absolute latest in Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is that their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video. Subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more content. Click the bell for notifications and hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of News Today with WDW News Today. You can also support the entire team behind this show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Eric Morton saying enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Now on WDWNT TV, it's Boxed In. Boxed In is a casually chaotic show featuring WDWNT personalities Eric Morton and Jill Diffendahl, unboxing Disney merchandise and viewer packages, along with a few friends and a bossy little Pomeranian. So smash that like button, subscribe and comment, and keep up with the new Disney merchandise releases, seasonal releases, festival merchandise, limited edition merchandise, wishables, pins, and more. Join us Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern on WDWNT TV.